That's the Daily Dispatch, in discussion with Darren Mann.
From the front page of the Daily Dispatch today, Thursday, the 10th of February, 2022. Two Cambridge schoolboys charged after bullying fracas. And why Athol Trollope joined Action South Africa. The former Eastern Cape DA leader believes Herman Mashaba's party is ready to make inroads against the ANC. For more on these stories and others, go to dispatchlive.co.za. It's the big political story of the week. The announcement yesterday by Action South Africa that former DA federal chair and mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, Athol Trollope, was coming out of political retirement and was joining the party as their Eastern Cape leader and organizer. Glad to say he joins us this morning on the Daily Dispatch in discussion. Athol, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm very well. Thanks. And nice to chat to you again. It's been a long time since I appeared on your Mayor's Minutes program.
It has been a while. The obvious first question, Athol, is why are you entering politics again? The retirement is a thing of the past. You join a new party. But when you left the DA in 2019, you said there was a time to come and a time to go. And you went. What happened?
Yeah, Darren, thanks very much for reminding me of that. Saying was actually aimed at Helen Ziller at the time, where I believed that there was a time to come and a time to go for her. But the Democratic Alliance brought her back into the leadership of the party because they believed that she represented the best possibility for their future. And then I then said at the time, then it was probably a time for me to leave. So I spent the last 2 years, Darren, out of politics, enjoying my retirement from politics, but certainly not retirement from work. And my consultancy business was aimed at bridging the divide between the private and public sector. And that divide is a yawning divide. The two just don't understand each other and don't really work well together. And I spent a lot of time in the rural hinterland of this province. In fact, the last 2 years I've been working in that Platteland area. And I've been more and more concerned about the hopelessness of unemployment in the Platteland. All those small rural towns have become ghost towns. The only activity is consumption activity on pension day. And there's an unstoppable wave of migration. People are leaving their families behind to go and look for work. And the situation is no different, in fact, to what was happening in the height of apartheid with migrant labor, where communities and families were dislocated. And I was watching the political scene very closely because I actually am a political animal. There's deep political stirrings in my soul. And I realized that perhaps I could still do some more. And when Herman Mashaba asked me to join Action SA, I like the name. I like the word action because action, you've got to have action to bring about change. And Herman Mashaba is actually a man of action. He's quite fresh to politics and he brings a really fresh pragmatism to dealing with issues. We both happen to be mayors at the same time. And I think the people of Johannesburg and the people of Nelson Mandela Bay had a taste of what can happen if you have pragmatic people leading their cities and leading their provinces and countries because they're issues to deal with. And you can put your ego aside and deal with people's issues. You can bring about change. And then, Darren, I know it's a long answer to a short question. I've been watching very carefully how South Africans have slowly drifted away from democratic participation. And that's a very big sign of wariness of the establishment. People in South Africa don't like politicians. They distrust political parties. And they've given up on their democratic right to participate to bring about change. And that's a tragedy, really, because democracy is still very new in South Africa and people have given up on it so soon. And Herman and I chatted about how we're going to reignite that moribund part of our electorate that's not participating. And it's over 50% of the registered voters. So if we can do that and stimulate them by offering an unambiguous, different offer for South Africans about how we will get the job done, I believe that we can bring about change and rid South Africa of this inept ANC government that has broken every one of their electoral promises.
Athol, if we might rewind a little bit, take us back to your time as mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay. What has happened in the city since you've left? We feel almost as if we were paralyzed for a couple of years. Maybe that was coalition politics at play. But take us back to when you left, what you left, and how you've seen it change to where we are today.
Darren, I suppose that would be quite a subjective response from me. I've been really saddened by what's happened in the city. I thought that for, 2 years after 2016, that we were an example of how things could be done. And that, the state of cities could be turned around with committed leadership and serving the people, not self-service. So I think things have gone backwards, but that is very subjective. But I would like to tell you a little bit about the misconception out there that the coalition government that I led at the time was kicked out of office by the EFF wanting to cut the throat of whiteness. Look, I don't think there's any doubt that Julius Malema meant every word when he said he was going to cut the throat of whiteness. He's a radical racist. He fans the flames of racism in this country, which is very, very dangerous. But I want to remind South Africans, and especially the people of Nelson Mandela Bay and the Eastern Cape, that the EFF might have wanted me out of office because I wasn't prepared to participate in their kind of transactional politics. Remember, they were not in a coalition, but they were cooperating with us. And that's the worst kind of deal to have in politics, because cooperate today and don't cooperate tomorrow until they get their way. And that's very dangerous. But they couldn't have achieved what they wanted to achieve because they tried that six times, I think, six votes of no confidence. Ultimately, they got it right when one of our coalition partners, the UDM, actually voted against our own government. Now, I mean, apart from that being completely treasonous, it was not possible without the UDM cooperating with the EFF and the ANC. And what's worse is that one of our own councillors succumbed to the offer of patronage and money and was bought over to also vote against us. So our coalition came to an end because one of the coalition partners, the UDM, voted against the government and one of our own councillors. That's the reality. So I think the greatest challenge for South Africans is that we have got fickle public representatives that have been elected to serve people's interests, but they serve their own interests. And that's only got worse in the last couple of years. The last local government election has seen the emergence of more one-man and one-woman parties that profess to serve people and promise to do all sorts of things. But once they get into their office, they realize that they're kingmaker status of having one person in the council is valuable, and they trade on that, and they exploit the kingmaker status. And I believe that voters would be very prudent to avoid having a proliferation of one-man parties and to vote for one party that can make a difference and bring about change. And I'm excited by Herman Mashaba's offer. We've got a long way to go in crafting an unambiguous offer that people don't have to wonder where we stand on it. But I'm going to a strategic planning weekend this weekend with Action SA, and I will bring whatever experience I have to the table, and hopefully we can craft something that is credible and that people will support.
Athol, you mentioned the EFF there. Would Action South Africa enter into a coalition or agreement with the EFF in future?
Look, if I can use two examples, Herman Mashaba, when he was mayor of Johannesburg, was actually in a cooperative agreement with the EFF because they needed them. In Nelson Mandela Bay, we didn't. We had a majority coalition without the EFF. And Herman Mashaba did work with the EFF. And, Herman Mashaba won a lot of accolade for what he did in Johannesburg, cooperating with the EFF. My experience has been that the EFF are, apart from being really troublesome and worrisome, because what they represent is not good for the future of this country. So I believe that the future is in coalitions in this country, but we must learn from the lessons that have destabilized local government especially. You know, there's a saying that says, if you put a clown in a palace, it becomes a circus. And we've seen local government becoming a complete circus. I was in that movie for a long time. And notoriously, people were hit over the head with jugs and all sorts of things. It was probably the worst time I've had in 25 years in politics was in the municipality council. because it's simply just become a complete fiasco. And if South Africans want that to continue, they must continue diffusing their votes and that situation will prevail, or else they can bring some sanity into the circus and get rid of the clowns and put people in there that they are inclined to want to follow. And one of the things I've been chatting to Herman Mashaba about is to say, everyone is welcome to come to the Action SA, everyone. We want every South African who can vote to come and vote for us. So you're more than welcome. Bring your family. But if you want to be a leader or a public representative in Action SA, don't think you're going to come here and be that when you bring you and your jacket. People who come to Action SA and profess to be leaders and want to represent people, better make sure that they've got people who follow them, because you can't lead people if you have no followers. And I think in South Africa, we've got too many people who've never earned a proper living, working hard, have never led anything or anybody, yet they hold down leadership positions. Darren, there was a beautiful thing yesterday in the press conference where Herman Mashaba announced my new position in Action SA, where he said he gave up business to go into politics because he believed South Africa needed something different. And he said he loved being in business and that he loved to know that he could be in another province, but his customers' tills were still ringing through selling his products. And I thought about that while he was talking, and I thought, you know, that to me is very stimulating, because if you can get your products into as many tills or shops as possible and go have that product processed through a till, it means business can happen even when you aren't there. The problem in South Africa is that some of the richest people who live the most affluent lifestyles are politicians who've never worked in their lives, who've never run a business, who've never employed people, yet they are affluent, because not due to the fact that they've got product going through tills, it's because they've got their fingers in the till. And, you know, President Ramaphosa is going to have the State of the Nation address this evening. And I wonder what he's going to say about his commitments in the past about eradicating corruption. He's done nothing about that. There's still this element of protectionism within the ANC. Yes, there's a step-aside clause, and some people have stepped aside. Only one minister has resigned, but he hasn't been prosecuted yet. And until that is addressed and changes, our unemployment is going to carry on going up. And when you have unemployment at the scale that we have in this country, it's a recipe for revolution. And we aren't going to be able to attract investment in this climate of uncertainty, because investment only flows where there's certainty and that there's going to be a return on the investment. So we've got a big job ahead of ourselves. And in Action SA, we've long decided that we can't count on the ANC to self-rectify. And Herman Mashaba has said that he won't go into a coalition with the ANC, because you can't go into a coalition to fix something that the very people who broke it want to be coalition partners. So I like the fact that he's unambiguous about that. The ANC have had 28 years in government, and I want in my lifetime, what's left of it, to see change in South Africa again. And the only thing that brings about change is action. And I think Action SA can bring about change.
Final question for you this morning, Athol. Have you had any reaction from the political circle? I see that DA Federal Council Chair Helen Zille said he left the DA 2 years ago so he can join any party he wants to join. Anyone else made a comment to you following your announcement yesterday?
Yeah, Darren, absolutely. You know, I've been in my former party for a long, long time, so I've built up friendships and strong friendships. And I have many colleagues that are still in the DA that I respect. I also had a respectful and respectable relationship with the DA for a long time. So I'm not going to malign them. I've had many, many messages of encouragement and also a sadness that I haven't gone back to the DA. But, you know, I left the DA. I wasn't asked to leave. I left because my conviction had changed, or I no longer had conviction in the direction that they were going. And I smiled when Helen Zille said Trollop can go wherever he wants. I smiled because it's almost as if I needed permission to go somewhere. I want South Africans to understand that democracy and the Bill of Rights gives people freedom to choose. And we only have so many people living in this country. So many people say, well, you just retreaded, you were in that party, now you're in the next. I was in the DA for a long, long time, and the DA grew over the past 20 years by assimilating other political parties, leaders from other political parties. The same thing's happening in Action SA. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, as far as I'm concerned. And the art of politics is to change people's minds, to give them an alternative to believe in. And if you can do that well, then you will grow. And that's what we are going to do, and that's what I'm going to do. I love this country too much and this province too much to just sit on my hands and watch it going down the toilet. And I'm prepared to commit myself to action over the next 2 years, with the focus being the 2024 elections, where we hope to bring about real change, where we can unseat the ANC and bring about a new government in South Africa.
It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. Athol Trollope joining us, announced yesterday as part of Action SA's leadership. He'll be growing the party in the Eastern Cape. Athol, all the best. Thanks for being available to us this morning, and we wish you all the best in your new venture.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.